Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onala Tini with the evening news. First, the headlines. President Draupadi Murmu awards Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar to 17 exceptional children. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalls valour and sacrifice of Sahibzades on Veer Bal Divas. Election Commission releases comprehensive data on 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Female participation leads at 65.78%. And Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry Secretary Dr. Devesh Chaturvedi emphasizes need to promote traditional varieties of agriculture and horticulture. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children, who hail from 14 states and union territories, were recognized for their accomplishments in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee received a medal, a certificate and a citation booklet. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, President Murmu paid homage to the bravery and sacrifice of the Sahibzadas on Veer Bal Divas. She highlighted that this day is observed every year to honour the unparalleled sacrifice and courage of the younger sons of the 10th Guru of the Sikhs, Guru Gobind Singh.
अपने देश के बच्चों के लिए आदर्श प्रस्तुत किए किसी ने अपनी जान जोखिम से डालकर बहादुरी के साथ लोगों की जान बचाई किसी ने मेडिकल कंडीशन के बावजूद दिव्यांगजनों की सहायता के लिए कार्य किए हैं किसी ने खेल कूद अथवा कला के क्षेत्र में असाधारण योगदान दिया है तो किसी ने देश प्रेम का आदर्श प्रस्तुत किया है देश प्रेम की भावना ही बच्चों को और राष्ट्रहित के लिए समर्पित होने के मार्ग पर ले जाती है
The president emphasized that each of them possesses unparalleled qualities and their achievements will inspire all the citizens of the nation. President Murmu also urged everyone to share these achievements on a large scale using different mediums to spread awareness among all citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the vastness of Indian democracy is based on the teachings of the gurus, the sacrifices of the Sahibzadas and the basic mantra of the unity of the country. Addressing Veer Bal Divas in Bharat Mandapan in New Delhi today, he said the guru tradition has taught people to look at everyone with equal respect and the constitution also inspires us with the same thought. Mr. Modi said the life of the brave Sahibzadas teaches people not to compromise with the integrity and ideas of the country.
संविधान में सिखाता है कि देश में कोई भी छोटा बड़ा नहीं है और ये नीति ये प्रेरणा हमारे गुरुओं के सर्वदा भला के उस मंत्र को भी सिखाती है जिसमें सभी के समान कल्याण की बात कही गई है गुरु परंपरा ने हमें सभी को एक समान भाव से देखना सिखाया है और संविधान भी हमें इसी विचार की प्रेरणा देता है
On the occasion, the Prime Minister launched Suposhit Gram Panchayat Abhiyan. It aims to improve nutritional outcomes and well-being by strengthening the implementation of nutrition-related services and by ensuring active community participation. Around 3,500 children, along with the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar awardees and dignitaries, attended the event. The Election Commission said that the 2024 Lok Sabha elections saw 64.64 crore votes being polled and the number of female votes outshined male participation with 65.78%. The data was mentioned in the comprehensive set of 42 statistical reports released by the poll body. The Lok Sabha 2024 report said that there was an increase of 23.5% in registered third gender electors this year. The number of transgender voters increased from 14.64% in 2019 to 27.09% in 2024. It also said that the repoll happened in 40 polling stations as compared to 540 in the 2019 general elections. The Commission, in a statement, said that this Suo Motu initiative is to enhance public trust, which constitutes the underpinning of India's electoral system. It also said that these reports will enable time series analysis to track the long-term outlook and shifts in the electoral and political landscape. It added that these data sets will be of great importance for stakeholders, including academicians, researchers, and election watchers worldwide. Secretary of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Dr. Devesh Chaturvedi, today emphasized the need to promote traditional varieties of agriculture and horticulture. Addressing a multi-stakeholder convention in New Delhi, the secretary said that the central government is keen to promote traditional varieties of agriculture and horticulture through various schemes such as the National Mission on Natural Farming, the National Food Security Mission, and seed development programs. Dr. Chaturvedi explained that traditional varieties contain unique traits such as better taste, aroma, color, cooking quality, and nutritional richness. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has imposed a penalty of 7 lakh rupees on two competitive coaching institutes and 1 lakh rupees on another institute for advertising misleading claims regarding the results of the Union Public Service Commission examination 2022 and 2023. The CCPA has also ordered the institutes to discontinue the misleading advertisements with immediate effect. In a statement, the Ministry of Consumer Affairs said that these actions are taken to protect and promote the rights of consumers and to ensure that no false or misleading advertisements are made for any goods or services. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief on the demise of eminent Malayalam writer M.T. Vasudevan Nair. The President said that with the demise of M.T. Vasudevan Nair, the world of literature has become poorer. President Murmu said M.T. Vasudevan Nair was honoured with major literary awards including Padma Bhushan and had made significant contributions to films. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Mr. Nair was one of the most respected figures in Malayalam cinema and literature. Mr. Modi said his works with their profound exploration of human emotions have shaped generations and will continue to inspire many more. India Meteorological Department has forecast fog or mist in the morning and mainly clear sky later for the next few days in Nagaland. No rainfall is likely to occur at any places over Nagaland. Minimum temperature will be 4 degrees Celsius and maximum temperature of 24 degrees has been forecast. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm and hailstorm has been predicted over northwest and central India for the next 2 days. Cold wave to severe cold wave conditions is very likely in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir till the end of December. Dense fog conditions are also very likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours in isolated pockets in many parts of the country. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 6 paise to settle at record closing low of 85 rupees and 26 paise against the US dollar amid a strong greenback and rising crude oil prices. The dollar index, which indicates US dollar strength against a basket of 6 other leading currencies, is trading at 108.17 in intraday trade. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu awards Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar to 17 exceptional children. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalls valour and sacrifice of Sahibzades on Veer Bal Divas. Election Commission releases comprehensive data on 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Female participation leads at 65.78%. And Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry Secretary Dr. Devesh Chaturvedi emphasises need to promote traditional varieties of agriculture and horticulture. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.